Catch every moment of Union football on KRMT.com, the KRMT app, and News 1023 KRMG.
It's halftime at H.H. Chapman Stadium, 6A1 state championship game. Right now led by Owosso, 14-7. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard Jay, Jeff Johns. That's not one guy. That's three guys. And also a couple of Coreys here in the press box along with us. We've had a heck of a first half. Let's take a look at some of the stats here. When it comes to throwing the ball, Will Keeney's been terrific tonight. 10 of 17 for 85 yards. And while that may not sound like a lot, Zach, they've been big at big moments, and he's been very efficient.
He's been really efficient. I was looking at that. I think he was for the first six. He was 6 for 6 before he started the game. And, man, everything he threw, it was making catches and big plays and making conversions.
Proctor had one throw for 22 yards that was big as well. Cabrera, 6 carries for 21 yards and a touchdown. Now, that'll surprise you because Cabrera, every time he touches, it looks like he's running for 30.
A lot of energy.
But he has moved the change. And that's been the big difference. You know, Coach talked about first downs and third downs and that kind of thing. And he's provided them first downs.
Yeah, it's all been conversion in the first half for the Rams.
Proctor, 3 catches for 17 yards. Cabrera, 4 for 56, assists and 2 for 14. Overall, 164 total yards for Owosso, which will again surprise you because that first drive alone was about 80. So it seems like, you know, after that they didn't have as much, but and at times Union didn't seem to be playing that well defensively, but they cracked down enough. Now on the other side of things, Thompson for Union throwing the football, 12 of 21 for 163 and one interception. Darius Boone, but this is tough, 18 carries for 37 yards. What are the Rams doing to stop the running game?
Well, they really haven't got Boone outside, and he's not the running back that's going to split you and run like Cabrera and get outside really to the quick. And so they try to run between the tackles, and the Rams right now have really just blocked up those holes and filled with linebackers.
As far as receiving, Wilson, 7 catches for 93 yards. Harris, 2 for 42. Moore for 2 for 11. And Farquhar, 1 for 27. And it was a big 27-yard catch. Not a single catch for Avery Alberson. And here's a guy who early in the season was really big. And tonight they had him once and couldn't quite get it to him. I think number 4's got to get involved.
He's got to get involved, and so does C.J. Moore. They haven't really went to C.J., which rightfully so. They've got Proctor lined up over on that side, sometimes man-to-man, sometimes over the top. But really to open up the passing game, those two guys need to get involved.
So a little over 200 yards for the Redskins. So we're set to begin the second half. Owosso will receive the kickoff, and every football game you've ever listened to, when the game was close, the announcers have said the first drive of the third quarter is key. And there's a reason they've said that, because the first drive of the third quarter is key in a game like this. And especially here, if Owosso scores to take a 21-7 lead, that completely changes all the momentum Union had going to the locker room.
Yeah, I think the first drive always kind of sets the tone, is what we used to say. You know, like set the tone right in the first half or the second half. And so you really got to go out there. And I think the really exciting part is that it's the defense, right? The defense really came on super strong at the end of that first half. And they can really kind of turn this thing around and put it back in the offense's hands.
Devin Tyler and Josh Proctor, the Ohio State commit, will be the guys deep. Owosso in their all-red uniforms with the gray helmets and the white Ram stripe, or the Ram horn on the side, will be going from left to right. So their backs are to the case center, and they'll be going from north to south. Ball set at the 40-yard line. Noah Rauschenberg, and the Union Redskins are set up. They're in their all-white, and they have the silver helmets. So Proctor and Tyler right now the deep guys. Rauschenberg approaches, puts the big foot to it, and there's no chance of this one being returned. It'll go about 5 yards deep in the end zone, and Owosso will start at their own 5-yard line. Now, both these teams had chances to adjust. So let me put you in both locker rooms. If you're Bill Blankenship, what do you adjust?
You know, he's got to get his passing game going so that he can open up that run game. Right now, his run game is pretty well obsolete, so he's been trying to pass the ball a lot. So he's really got to do that.
And if you're Union defensively?
You've got to stop the pass game. You know they're going to attack the pass game. They're going to put it in Proctor's hands again the second half as much as they can, so you got to be ready.
So here comes Owosso, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They lead 14-7 as we begin the second half of this state championship game. Proctor is out there offensively. The Redskins will face 4 wide receivers, 2 split to either side. Quick handoff inside to Cabrera. He's got room, 25, 30. Cabrera, 35. Cabrera at the 40-yard line, taken down at the 42. And that ball is not only, that's 22 yards before Patrick Fields makes the tackle. They'll actually give him, yeah, they think they're giving him the 42. And just quickly like that, Owosso with a first down.
21 yards in the first half, 22 his first carry. They're going to try to establish that run.
Now at their own 42-yard line, first and 10 Rams. Again, 4 receivers. Quick throw left side to Proctor. He makes one guy miss at the 40 and skips forward to just about the 43. That was Landon Wood that had him dead to rights for about a 2-yard loss, but There's a reason that cat's going to Ohio State. He got around Landon and ended up getting to the 46. So they're going to give him about four, and we'll call it second and six.
Tell you what, that's probably the most difficult tackle in football, in space with a guy that's got some quick shakes and really quick feet. So I give it to Landon and try to make it that one.
I actually gave him a 45, so we'll call it a gain of three. It'll be second down and seven. Just underway, third period, 14-7 Owosso. Again, two receivers to either side, stack. Cabrera now to the left side. Back to throw is Keeney. Looking, middle of the field. That ball's caught at the 50-yard line by Sisson. He's to the 45, down to the 42. That's another first down for the Rams. 13 more yards on that one. JT McLeod, one of the guys up off the bottom of that pile. And Owosso, who came out and moved the ball so quick in the first series of the first half, is doing the same here.
Yeah, and they went double quads. So they went quads and double stack. I've not seen that in a long time. And really stayed away from Proctor's side, though, using him as a decoy right now.
Now at the 41-yard line of Union, first and 10, Owosso. They'll go back to more of a traditional set. Three receivers, one tight end. Hand off inside to Cabrera. He bounces back to the right, and he's going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage. Cade Brown is there. Braden Spicer is there as well. They'll give him, wow, that's a really generous spot. They're going to give him 2 yards to the 39-yard line, and I would swear, Zach, he didn't get past the 40, so we'll call it second and eight.
I'll tell you what, Cade Brown came up and just stoned the tight end. So he came up and really forced the outside shoulder of the tight end and made sure that went to the inside. Good job.
Two running backs now. Drew Posey, the other one. Posey stays. Cabrera goes in motion. Hand off inside to Posey. Bounces out to the 35-yard line. Nate Raper brought him down, but he got all the way down to the 34-yard line. So we'll call that a gain of about another three, and now a big third and three coming up for the Rams. A
lot of distraction. They're trying to use play action. They put Cabrera in the outside and throw a run to the inside. So really right now just trying to keep a mix.
10 minutes to go. Third period. 14-7 Owosso, and they're trying to quickly add and get a first down. Third down and three. They toss quickly right side to Proctor. Proctor's got the first down across the 30-yard line to Union's 29-yard line. Knocked out of bounds over there by a couple of guys, including Braden Spicer. They're going to give him, they had given him the 30. Now they're going to say the 29, first and 10 Rams.
That's just a hard-nosed run there by Proctor and the whole line of scrimmage there. They really pressed on the outside. They went stacked to the right, and then everybody just tried to get that corner, and the line of scrimmage was just moved enough to get it.
And this Union defense went into the locker room very fired up. They need to find that again. First and 10, Owosso, now at Union's 29. Keeney again in the shotgun. He fires middle of the field. Caught by Sisson. He almost breaks free at the 15, but he's taken down right there by Figures. He'll go down to the 13-yard line. That's a touchdown-saving tackle. After that completion of 16 more yards, it's first and 10 Owosso, now at Union's 13.
Interesting enough here, we haven't seen one duplicate play the second half. They've been to the air, on the ground, some play action, really just keeping it fresh.
Four receivers. The guy on the slot to the far side is Proctor. First and 10. Keeney quickly throws to the right side. Cabrera makes the catch at the 10. At the 5. Cabrera cuts back down to the 1 yard line. Owosso is sniffing at the goal line again. 12 more. They have averaged a first down on almost every snap. Landon Wood and Nate Raper made the tackle, but Owosso now first and goal to one.
Well, that's unfortunate there. Cade Brown really tried to come press up outside again and was being held. Didn't get it called, but unfortunately, that was enough to get him moving down there on the first on the one-yard line.
Well, any of that momentum Union took to the locker room is about to change sides of the stadium once again. Quickly the line of scrimmage. Here comes the Rams. Keeney under center. He's going to quarterback sneak, and he got swallowed up right at the one. I don't think he got there. Union came over the top. Now they say touchdown. Oh, my. The Redskins had him stopped, but the pile continued to move, and the head linesman on the far side said he got there. Touchdown, Owosso. They lead 20-7.
Their first play in the first quarter was about the same way. They drove that ball down the field, and was the Redskins made a great stop at the line of scrimmage and continued to push. The Rams drove them in. Same thing there. There wasn't enough momentum, but the big line just continued to push on.
Will Feltz on for the extra point. The right-footed kicker lines up. Snap is a little bit bungled, but it's there. Hold down. Kick is up, and it's good. And with 9:14 to play in the third period, momentum goes back to the Rams. Owosso 21, Union 7. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
You want to rock down the road and roll with the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine? We've been rolling out quality for years, it's true. Everyday tires and custom, too.
You have many choices when it comes to automotive repair and maintenance. I'd like you to consider that from new tires to brake and alignment work, oil changes to fluid flushes and mechanical repairs, for over 40 years, folks in Green Country have been choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their tires, maintenance services, and mechanical repair needs. To all of them, we want to say thank you for your trust and for your business. Now, we've grown to three locations. locations to serve you. Our two in Sand Springs, plus our newest location at 100 South Main in Sepulpa. Why not come on down yourself to any of our three locations and see why so many second, third, and even fourth generation customers keep choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their automotive care needs.
We're a solid part of your community. It's a big, proud piece of our history. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, everything around for a just right ride.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Back at H.A. Chapman Stadium, third period of the 6A1 state championship game. Owosso now leading 21-7 after a very crisp drive to start the third period. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Levins, and a host of thousands here. Owosso came out, didn't do a lot different offensively, Zach, but it was just exactly like that first drive. And you mentioned it. It was a mix of plays that were so terrific that keyed the play, eight plays, 80 yards, 2 minutes, 45 seconds.
Well, that's what you said, enough to pick up a first down on each play. It sure was. Eight plays for 80. That says enough.
First and 10 for the Redskins. Pardon me. Out there on 35-yard line. Desperately needing an answer. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone to his right. Throws quickly to the right side. It's caught by A.K. Wilson at the 40. He pushes forward to about the 47-yard line. The tackle out there looked like it was Hayden Spriggs.
It's face mask.
There's going to be a face mask, we believe, on that penalty or on that play as well, as Zach just said. There's a flag at about the 44-yard line. We'll get the call here from the referee, Bill Shepard, as he walks slowly back toward the middle of the field, trying to figure out where his pack is so he can turn it on.
We have a pup ask on red.
Well, what he said is his mic was cutting out, was a personal foul face mask, so that'll move the ball all the way to the Owosso 43-yard line. And so the Redskins very quickly have an opportunity to make something happen. 21-7, Owosso, 9 minutes to play in this third period. Union will have Wilson to the far side, to the near side. That's the press box side, near us, the left. That's Alverson and Moore. First and 10, now to Owosso's 43. Thompson again in the shotgun. Has the snap, throws quickly right side again to A.K. Wilson. He goes across the 40 and down to about the 39-yard line. Hayden Spriggs again on the tackle, but that's a good first down gain of around 5. And Owosso right now, Union's doing exactly what they need to do, Zach, and that's spread Owosso.
Yeah, they've got to get it outside and move the ball. And, you know, some of these short passes aren't bad. You just got to get something moving down the field again.
We're actually going to call it 4. It's going to be second down and 6. Ball at the 39-yard line now of Owosso. Motion from right to left by Harris. Handoff left side. That goes to Darius Boone, and he lost a yard. He got stoned. Carson Kropp just came blitzing in from the outside and smacked it. He'll go back to the 40-yard line, and it's going to be third down and more than 6. We'll call it 7 now for Union.
Well, long third down here, and they've done a pretty good job at the second quarter picking up these third downs, going the same direction in the field, and they feel comfortable going to get it. They've got to buckle down here and make sure they convert.
8:38 to go in this third period, and this is a huge, huge play here for the Redskins. Trailing 21-7, they just gave up the long drive to Owosso. 4 receivers, 3 to the near side, 1 to the far side, so that's 3 left, 1 right. Thompson in the shotgun, has the snap, looks, fires out to A.K. Wilson. He makes the catch, and he's out of bounds with a first down. Now, there's a flag down at the 41-yard line. That's thrown where you might have an offside or another illegal formation against Union. And that's already happened once tonight to the Redskins. Let's see what they say here. Once again, Bill Shepard with the call.
We have an illegal formation, not enough on the line of scrimmage.
The ref was talking to AK and saying, indicated me, was saying, you're pushed back off the line of scrimmage, but he's standing right there. You look over and you say, am I on? And sometimes the ref will say, you're on, and sometimes they just hold the arm out. You just really can't tell.
That is an enormous penalty, and that's twice tonight that that penalty, not enough men on the line of scrimmage, has cost Union a first down. That moves the ball back to the 45 of Owosso and makes this third and 12. Avery Alverson will go far side. That's the right. Wilson will come to the near side with C.J. Moore, who's been mostly quiet tonight. And Alverson doesn't have a single catch. Third and 12. 21-7. Owosso, 8 minutes to go, third period. Obviously, big down for the Redskins. Here comes Owosso with the blitz. Thompson steps up, fires right side. Caught by Avery Alverson for a first down. Oh, what a play that was. It was Hayden Spriggs on the coverage, but Alverson put the left foot in the turf, snapped that thing off, and it's a first down Redskins.
Great job. Thompson stayed comfortable with pressure in his face, and a good job by Alverson just making sure he had enough for the first down and sitting it down.
That's a confidence builder. First and 10 now to Owosso's 32 for the Redskins. In the shotgun again, Thompson, Boone to his right. Three receivers. Thompson fakes to Boone. Drops back. He's going to throw deep down the right side. And that ball is overthrown. Oh, once again, A.K. Wilson was open. He had run by Hayden Spriggs, and that ball was just airmailed.
Hey, they're looking at number eight a lot, but look over here on Alverson. No one's covering Alverson at all. Like, they think he's a decoy. They're just letting him set out there, and he's wide open.
So it'll be second down and 10 after another overthrow. Peyton Thompson, you can tell when he's a little bit juiced. He's been very good tonight, but at times he's
just got a great arm. Yeah, but when he's juiced up, he pushed it out there a little bit too much.
7:59 to go, third period, 21-7. Owosso, big drive here for Union. Second and 10 now at the Rams 32. Three receivers again, two to the near side. That's the left for Thompson in the shotgun. He's going to fake and then throw left side to Alverson. He's got a lot of room. Avery, 30, 25, down to the 23-yard line. He almost dropped it. Wayne Jones almost knocked it out of there. But they'll mark him down maybe at the 22, and that brings up a third and one. And you were right about Alverson.
Yeah, they just haven't covered him at all.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage for the Redskins. Third and one. Boone to the right of Thompson. Thompson hands to Boone. Big roll. Boone down to the 20-yard line. Inside that to the 19. That's a first down. Wayne Jones again on the tackle. Now, I said big hole. It sure closed fast, but it was good for the first down.
Well, and they got some mixed mash out there on the defense. They're making some confusion.
Now first and 10, Redskins at the Owosso 20. Again, three receivers, two of those to the right. That's the far side. Thompson in the shotgun, raises up quickly and throws out there to A.K. Wilson. Makes one miss at the 20. A.K. to 15, and he skips out of bounds at the 12. The guy that missed the tackle was Hayden Spriggs. He got around the block of Alverson and made a great effort but couldn't get there. That's a gain of 7, second and 3.
That's an awesome job by Spriggs, man. He sees that spot pass, and he just takes off upfield. So that's a heck of a job making the block out there for Alverson.
It's even a better job by A.K. to make him miss.
Making a void, yeah.
Yep. Now at the 13 of Owosso, second and 3 Union. Thompson will hand off right side. Darius Boone has room. Darius inside the 10. Darius to the 5 or maybe the 6-yard line. That's good for another first down for the Redskins. And that time, a patient Darius Boone made it happen. Cortrey Alexander brought him down.
Yeah, and I think he's still being patient, maybe a little too patient. I think he needs to kind of tuck that ball and just get downfield a couple times here.
First and goal, Redskins now at the 6 of Owosso, 21-7. The Rams hand off one against Boone. Boone dances to the right side and gets down to the 4. The initial hit in there was by Adams. And then after that, Jones made the play. So it'll be second and goal at the 4. But the Redskins have been here and didn't come away with points. This time they need to.
Yeah, the first time they were down here, they just ran the ball 3 times in the middle, and it really didn't work, but they continued to stick with it. I think they probably learned their lesson, but we'll see what they go to here.
6:40 to play, third period, 21-7 Owosso, but here comes the Redskins. Ball marked at the 4-yard line of the Rams. It is second and goal. Two receivers, and you've got double tight ends. Thompson in the shotgun. He fakes to the right, throws to the right, and that ball is incomplete, knocked out of bounds, but there is a flag in the end zone. That will be interference against Owosso. Trying to go to A.K. Wilson on the right side, and the guy out there, Adams, had hands all over it.
Looked like he still almost came down with the ball. We made that play to the outside, which is a really difficult catch anyway, behind you up in the air. And Adams knocked it out, but I think he's going to get called for a little extra.
Let's get that call here from the official.
We have pass interference on the defense to the goal. Replay second down.
So it will remain second down, and that will move the ball to the 2-yard line. And the Redskins will have another opportunity here.
Well, and they're blitzing out here from the left side, and they're one-on-one with C.J. Moore, and I would think it'd be a great opportunity for him to maybe just throw a slant route. He and Proctor playing one-on-one.
You got two D1 guys out there. Let's see who the big man is, right?
That's right.
So they'll mark it at the 2. Wilson will come to the left side with Moore. Now Union will take and go man over. So they've got the defensive tackle, or pardon me, an offensive tackle on the left side. So they are heavy left. Shotgun. Oh. The ball is fumbled in the middle. It's fumbled. It's on the ground. The handoff tried to go to Boone, and Owosso has it. Oh, my. Thompson didn't cleanly get it. Tyler Moody came up with it. Boone never had the ball in his hands. And again, from inside the 5, Union is turned away.
Well, we saw that once in the first game, about the same position. And I don't know if his hands were closed, but it was a horrible mesh point, and the ball was knocked loose.
A huge play for the Owosso Rams, and with 6 minutes to go in this third period, they still lead 21-7. We'll take a break and come back. This is Union Football on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FS and Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
6 minutes to play in the third period of the 6A1 state championship game. Rick Torrey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Owosso 21, Union 7. The Redskins just fumbled at the two-yard line of Owosso. And, Zach, if momentum has a ticket, he's got to be tired because he's gone back and forth all night long, and now he's back on the side of the Rams.
Yeah, he sure is, and that was a bounce back right after the half started. The Rams really took that first drive and made something happen and really thought maybe the momentum could bounce and get back on the Redskins' side, but right there before the end zone, unfortunately not.
Now, what the problem here is you have a tendency to get down defensively, too, and you've got an opportunity to trap these guys deep. You better hurry. First and 10, Owosso now at their own three-yard line. Keeney will hand off inside to Cabrera. No, he fakes it, and Keeney kept it himself. He came outside the five, got to the eight before Nick Jones knocked him down. They're going to give him the nine. So that's a good gain of six on first down, second and four, and a good play call.
Good play call, and Nick was kind of staying safe, and he really needed to be aggressive there. I didn't think they were going to throw at all. And he's got to come attack that thing and make sure they don't get that many yards.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Keeney has three receivers to his right. Cabrera set to his right as well. In the shotgun, Keeney. This time he will hand to Cabrera, who bounces out of the 10 and across the 12. And I think he has the first down. Yep, he got to the 14. Kenya Walker and Nick Jones. And the Union Redskins had a wonderful opportunity to keep Owosso very deep, and they still do. But there's a first down.
Yeah, that was a better job there. Nick came up to make the play. Just wasn't enough. It was plenty for the first down on that one.
So first and 10, Owosso at their own 14-yard line. 5:29 to go third period. They lead 21-7. The Rams have been very good tonight. And Union at times has been brilliant, too. They'll send two receivers to the left side. That's the far side. One of those is Chin. The other, Devin Tyler. To the right, Sisson. In the shotgun once again. Keeney, now he has Cabrera to his right. Keeney's going to keep it, run to his right. Got room across the 15, across the 20. And looked like he dropped the ball, but he didn't. He was dropped instead by Braden Spicer. But he got seven on that first down run. They'll mark it at the 21. It'll be second and three.
Yeah, he got wrapped up by Spicer and decided he wasn't going to press forward any longer and lose the ball. So great smart play there, just kind of taking what you can get and being down and taking it secure.
Once again, Josh Proctor comes into the game. So we have four receivers. That's two stacked to either side on the second and three. Hand off inside to Cabrera. He's got room. Burst across the 25-yard line. Cabrera up to the 29. First down. Trey Thompson on the tackle. But this Owosso Rams offense is suddenly looking like the old New England Patriots. They can't be stopped.
I'll tell you this, Redskins need to stick their heels in the ground now. That was one where they did go in the middle, and they haven't been in the middle enough. And Spicer
at their own 29, first and 10. Keeney keeps it again, runs to his right. Akin gets around to the 35, maybe the 36. That's another six-yard gain. Darius Murdoch with the tackle. But here's the problem with the drive if you're a Union fan. Owosso is imposing its will, and that's demoralizing.
Yeah, they're really getting great push here and picking up again 6-7 yards a pop, and they've really got to find a way, the Redskins defense, to stop this drive.
Second down, and we're going to call it a little over three right now. Owosso just passed their 35-yard line, leading 21-7. They raise up quickly, throw it to the right to Cabrera. He's across the 40-yard line, has another first down. He's knocked out of bounds at the 42. JT McLeod knocked him out right there, but they move the chains again, and Union will bring in Kate Brown. They'll also run in Isaiah McGuire as they try to change things up. 3:55 to go, third period, 21-7. for Owosso. You know, and Jordan Kelly's running off the field, and we just have not heard his name tonight.
Haven't. He should have a – this should be his deal to, tonight to really buckle down and make something happen. I saw Wayne Jones. I haven't seen him play receiver, but he's out here on the wideout.
So first and 10, Owosso. Now their own 43, Keeney. Hands off again to Cabrera, and he's going to push across the 45. And even when there's nothing there, he makes something out of it. Braden Spicer makes the play, but that's a good gain of 3 for Cabrera when there was nothing there, 2nd and 7.
The big difference here is you're seeing the Rams get to a 3rd down, and it's 3rd and 3 or 4. And the when the Redskins are at 3rd down, it's 3rd and 8 or 9. And that's a little different situation.
And a couple of times, 3rd and 12. 2nd down, and we're going to call it 4 now at their own 47 for Owosso. Keeney straight back to throw. Looking, firing, middle of the field. That ball way over the head of everyone. Look for a moment like Union might have an opportunity to intercept, but it sailed way over Cade Brown and Landon Wood's head. So a 3rd down coming up. I think this is the first 3rd down of this drive.
Well, 2nd half even,
yeah,
I think.
For Owosso, they've just been crisp. At their own 47, they have 3rd. We're going to call it 6.
Proctor and Jones.
They send 3 receivers, including Proctor and Jones, to the left, 1 to the right. For Keeney, quickly raises up, throws to Proctor, makes the catch at the 35, and he is stoned right there. He lost about 4. Nick Jones, one of the guys on the play. Patrick Fields out there as well, and that, even though Owosso drove the ball, is a big stop for Union.
That was huge. Great job by Nick Jones fighting through the blocker and then to follow through with Fields, man. Made a great stick on him.
Yeah, Patrick, he did definitely finish him off.
That kid likes to hit. I like it.
So at their own 47, Owosso will kick this thing away. The punter is Alex Haight. He's kicked everything kind of knuckleball tonight.
Proctor's hobbling off here. He's limping here on the way off the side of the ankle.
But he had a problem last year, too. Haight's going to kick this thing away to Landon Wood, who's standing around the 25 for Union. This ball comes off the side of his foot, and they're going to run everybody away from it. And there is a flag down. I think Union roughed the punter. Union hit Haight, and I think it was Alex Davis. And I think Owosso may keep the football. Let's get the call.
Clearly hit the punter.
We have running into the kicker, running into the kicker.
Okay, that's running into, not roughing. So that's only 5-yard penalty, and it will be 4th down. But it will be 4th and about 1.5, and Owosso may change their minds and go for it.
I like it when we have replay in high school. He did run into him. He put his hands on him, but that's a great flop by the punter and got an extra 5 for his team. And then a penalty on the sideline.
I think Kirk Frederick is going to get the penalty over there for maybe for yelling at the official. I'm not sure. And if so, that gives Owosso the 1st down. The head linesman is having a conversation with Coach Frederick on the sidelines, and we'll get this conversation here in a minute. So we now have
maybe
2.
Maybe it's a warning. Hopefully it's a warning.
Yeah, it could be a sideline warning, I suppose. So the head linesman.
Jordan Kelly's amped.
That is Paul Haney. Is over talking to the referee, Bill Shepard. Let's see what Bill says here. This is an important call. Now the line judge is talking to Shepard as well. And eventually we may get these guys to finish the quorum and tell us what's happening. And the head linesman's over talking once again to Coach. Here we go.
We have a dead ball, unsportsmanlike profanity on the white team. That penalty will result in the 1st down.
So somebody on the sideline let fly something they shouldn't, and the Redskins go from the punt and having an opportunity to play offense to giving Owosso a 1st down, and the ball will be moved to the Union 33. That's undescribable. Doc Blevins, what did you hear?
I can tell you I've known Kirk Frederick since he was 19 years old. I've never heard a foul word come out of his mouth. I guarantee it was somebody else.
Well, I didn't say it was on Kirk. He just said sidelines, or he said the white team, so we don't know who it was on. So it will move the ball now to Union's 33-yard line, and Owosso has a 1st down. And you talk about golden opportunity for the Rams. Keeney in the shotgun with 3 receivers. Hands inside to Cabrera. Cabrera to the 31-yard line, gain of 2. Trey Thompson up off the bottom down there. Jordan Kelly as well. And if you're going to get fired up now, as a Redskin, this is the time.
Yeah, this is when you've got to really come to the table and say what this is why you're here. Especially for this defense, it's really been stingy all year. They've got to come fired up, and Spicer's fired up. Jordan Kelly, he's need to come to the plate and make some plays.
2 minutes to go, 3rd period, 21-7 Owosso. They have, 2nd down and 8 at the 32. They'll hand off inside to Cabrera again, and he won't go, Posey, he won't go very far to the 29-yard line. They'll give him 2 more. Tackle inside by Raper. And they had that marked at third down, and that wasn't. That was second down. It should be third down now, and they have it marked as fourth down, and it's not.
Rick, something I mentioned as that happened was Proctor hobbled off. They're down here looking at an ankle, and he's wincing quite seriously. So if all this thing is happening, you're losing one of your better players.
They have. There we go. They finally flipped the down marker. They weren't paying a lot of attention. Now at the 29 of Union, a giant third down and six for Owosso. They need the 23 for the first down. Keeney is going to run it himself to the left, and he will not get it. He is stoned around the 32-yard line again, Nate Raper. And so Owosso now with a decision. Do they try a field goal, or do they go ahead and go for it here? And my thought is they'll go ahead and go.
You think they're going to go for it? Yeah.
The ball's at the 28 of Union. They need the 23, so this is a fourth down and five. And if you're going to pull something out of your hat, this is the time. Three receivers, Sisson to the far side, two to the near side. One of those guys is Chin. Fourth and five, Owosso. They lead 21-7. They're at Union's 27-yard line with 46 seconds to go in the third period. Keeney has the snap. He's going to fire it deep down the left side, and that ball is almost intercepted and incomplete, and that should have been offensive interference.
Oh!
And a late penalty flag, and I think it's going to be on Union for unsportsmanlike.
Sure is. Yeah, McLeod.
McLeod played that ball perfectly, and when the guys got up to walk away, someone said something.
McLeod looked right at him while he was on the ground and said something to him over the top, and they're going to get him for a personal foul, and that's going to be a first down.
Well, it should be unsportsmanlike, probably. We'll get the call from Shepard. Yep, the Union defense is walking back out. They have twice ended this drive and given Owosso chances to continue.
Well, I think Coach Fred needs to call a timeout and get his defense together. I've not seen this ever. And they're coming unraveled, which is a lot of the pressure that's on them right now. They're down 21-7.
Here's Shepard.
After the play, which was fourth down, we had a dead ball, unsportsmanlike. After we administer the penalty, it will be first and 10 for Union this way.
Well, that's a big, big penalty. Had they said that was during the play, obviously the ball would have stayed with Owosso. But because that's a dead ball foul, it will be Union's football. They will be backed up deep, though, in their own territory. And, Zach, you got to stop loading the shotgun and shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, absolutely. And the championship teams don't do that, right? You're the better better team on the field. You got to show that.
So we'll take a timeout. 38 seconds to go in the third period. Union gets it back, but they trail 21-7. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hear Money Talk on KRMG Sundays at 10 a.m. with Dan Witham. Money Talk Financial Program answers all your financial questions and covers long-term health and savings plans. Money Talk with Dan Witham every Sunday at 10 a.m. on News 102.3 KRMG.
While playing for the Sooners, I was fortunate to be on some great teams. And now I'm on another great team at State Farm. This is Matt McCoy, and I'd like for you to meet my championship team that I've put together 81st and 129th. It's a team that works hard to make your life easier and more comfortable, whether it's your home insurance, business insurance, life insurance, or your auto insurance. Call us at 918-615-6634 or come by and let us lead you across the goal line at 81st and 129th.
On first down, Union throws a deep ball to the middle. A.K. Wilson makes the catch, and 86 yards later, touchdown Redskins. 26 seconds to go in the third period, and Union throws deep and gets closer. Now 21-13, extra point upcoming.
Rick, we were looking at the red hat on the field calling timeout. Did they fake the spot pass and go deep? I didn't see the actual play action.
Nope, it was just a pump. That's all it was. Extra point by Rauschenberg is good, and it's 21-14. And momentum, he's going to have tired legs. He just went back to the Redskins. We'll take a break. We're nearing the fourth period, and it's a classic. Redskins late trail, 21-14. This is Union football on KRMG.
Since 1935, Roto-Rooter, the nation's oldest and largest sewer drain cleaning company, has been servicing the metro area with the highest quality plumbing and drain service. Roto-Rooter is a franchise that is owned and operated by a local family. We can offer you the benefits of a nationwide company with a prompt service at a fair price and the personal guarantee that you can only get from a family business.
Hi, I'm Kyle Brierley. Our franchise started as a one-man operation over 30 years ago, and today I can proudly say that I'm also continuing to see that Roto-Rooter offers quality plumbing, sewer, and drain service. My father and I are carrying on the family tradition of professional quality service, and together we have grown to employ over 36 of the area's most exceptional licensed plumbers. We have worked hard to gain your trust and will continue to take care of all your plumbing needs.
For fast, dependable service, look for Roto-Rooter in your white pages or go to rotorooter.com and click on scheduling.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at H.H. Chapman Stadium on the campus of the University of Tulsa, the one-play 86-yard drive takes only 12 seconds. A.K. Wilson on the catch, the throw from Thompson, and it's now 21-14 Owosso. And that was simply a deep ball on a pump fake. And one player had an opportunity to make the play. A.K. bounced off him and goes 86. So back to return this kick, Devin Tyler and Drew Posey. Coming from right to left to kick is Noah Rauschenberg. There's the foot to it, and this one once again is going to carry into the end zone. Yep, it does, and that will be that. So let me explain something. In high school football, there's a thing called, when any football, NFL, high school, college, there's a thing called the red hat. If you're ever watching a game, you'll see a guy usually in a red vest and a red hat, and he's the TV guy who calls timeouts. He walks out on the field. He stops play. The officials don't start play. He walks off. The red hat had walked out after the change of possession, and this group of officials ignored him. They started play, and so everybody missed that touchdown. So we apologize for being away while it happened, but this crew just wasn't paying attention. As soon as the play was over, the red hat went to the official. They had that conversation, and hopefully it won't happen again. First and 10, Owosso, their own 20-yard line. Keeney throws quickly to the left side by Cabrera, makes the catch at the 20, Cabrera 25, Cabrera 30, 35, and he goes out of bounds. Landon Wood shoved him out of bounds right over about the 35, but he made it all the way to the 42. That's a gain of 22 and another first down for the Rams.
Well, they just they've done this a couple of times out of the backfield. They just put Cabrera in motion, and they throw to him on a swing pass, and he gets to the corner.
So 21-7, Owosso leads, and looked like all the momentum had gone back to Union, and they grab it back quickly offensively. Three receivers for the Rams, two to the left side, one to the right. Again, Keeney in the shotgun. He fakes to the middle. Now he's back to throw. He's going to fire right side. That ball caught by Sisson at the 40. 35 and taken down there. JT McLeod made the play, but Sisson scorched him. That one for another 22 yards. And in two plays, Owosso goes 44 yards. First and 10 at Union's 30.
That's why you can't sleep on Sisson. That's his first catch of the night, but one catch for 22nd. He's not caught many.
You can't sleep on any of these guys. 12 seconds to go, third period, and the Redskins, who had all the momentum, now giving some of it back. 21-14 Owosso, and they're driving. Hand inside to Cabrera. Big hole down to the 25-yard line. Patrick Fields got him right there. But that'll be a 5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5, and that will end the third period. I don't know about you, but the emotions of this game are like watching a soap opera. 21-7, Owosso leads, and we have 12 minutes of football left in the 6A1 high school football season. We'll see how it goes when we return with Redskins football on KRMG.
Nobody has a larger selection of RVs than Bob Hurley RV. And with payments as low as $99 a month on America's favorite RV brands, why go anywhere else? Bob Hurley RV has rows and rows to choose from. The largest selection of motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers in Oklahoma. And that's not all. Bob will beat any competitor's best price by $500 or more. Guaranteed. Biggest selection, best prices, outstanding customer service. Bob Hurley RV. Shop now at bobhurleyrv.com.
R3571, 4,000 down, 4.99%, 144 months, WAC, $500 finance rebate. See dealer for details.
I'm Matt McCoy, a former Sooner and a new father with my wife, Brittany. We are both State Farm agents, and with a newborn, I realize how important your life insurance is to your family. There are risks on the football field, but there are just as many, if not more, in everyday life. So don't take it for granted. See me about your life insurance, home insurance, business insurance, or even your auto insurance. Call me at 918-615-6634 or make an appointment to come see me at 81st and 129th.